Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for every single scripture that you recorded in the Bible through your godly, holy people by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray, Lord, that this word will change our life and we will never be the same. Father, anoint your servant. May the anointing of God move in our midst. And we will all hear this word and receive into our spirit to bring change, to bring transformation, to cleanse us. And Lord, we receive your word with faith and with a humble heart right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Today is a Father Day, year 2005. I would like to share with you about the fatherhood. And I would like to start the sermon with the fatherhood of God. In fact, I would like to share this more and more. It's a big subject that I cannot share within a few minutes here. So we will come back again and talk about fathers. You know, the future of the next generation, the future of this nation, the future of any civilization depends on the responsibility of the fathers in that nation. If the fathers do not take responsibilities that God gives to them, the nation will fall apart. That's why this is one of the most important subjects that we need to know. In fact, the fatherhood of God is the one of the greatest facts that we should know about. And fatherhood originates from God. That's why we need to know God. God is a father who has the truth that is behind all the creation of the world. God is behind everything. And he is the father of his creation. Amen. So that's why we need to know about our God, the Father, who is an example to all of us. He has left an imprint of his fact and his truth upon every single segment of the creation. The Bible says like this in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. I read from the Amplified Bible. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth, you notice that there are two kinds of families, the spiritual family that belongs to heaven and the physical family that belong to, that is on earth right now, is named that Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. The word family in verse 15 come from the Greek language, patria. Patriarch, patria. The word patria means, originally, literally mean fatherhood. Therefore, actually, we should say that I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every fatherhood, either in heaven and on earth, is named that Father from whom all fatherhood take its title. Amen. So, therefore, fatherhood is a remarkable truth in the Bible, because we are talking about God. All fatherhood in the universe, whether you come from Asian country, come from Central America, come from America, whatever fatherhood, all over the world, ultimately trace back to the fatherhood of God. God is the father of all creation. The issue of the fatherhood begins in heaven. Do you know that? It's eternal. Fatherhood is the eternal issue. That's why the devil wants to destroy the family. The devil wants to split up the family, wants to pull the father out of the home, because he knows that if he can destroy the fathers, then the society and the civilization will be eventually in jeopardy, in trouble. Amen. So fatherhood did not begin with monkey. Fatherhood did not begin with apes. Thank God. The fatherhood did not begin with the Big Bang Theory. The fatherhood begins with our Father in heaven. Amen. We have the Father. I'm glad I'm not a product of a randomization. But I am a product of the Father in heaven. God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is described in the Bible so many times. In the Gospel of John, if you read how Jesus talked about the Father, you will be amazed. Actually, I opened my computer one day and did the research on the word Father, capital F. I am amazed that the word Father, which means the Father in heaven, capital F, not the regular, human Father, was mentioned in the Old Testament only a few times. But once you hit the New Testament, the word the Father is mentioned so many times, again and again. So it means something. And even the Lord Jesus Christ emphasizes that. I've emphasized the word Father. I read to you in John chapter 1, verse 18. No man has ever seen God at any time. The only unique Son, or the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom, in the intimate presence of the Father. So God, the Bible says that the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has an intimate relationship with the Father in heaven. Amen. So this happened even before the creation at the beginning. He has declared Him. He has revealed Him and brought Him out where He can be seen. He has interpreted Him and He has made Him known. The intimate personal relationship between God and the Son, Jesus Christ, existed before creation even began. You need to understand that the Son had the relationship, the Lord Jesus Christ had the relationship with the Father. And this is the distinctive feature or characteristic of Christianity. In Christianity, we believe in Jesus, and we believe that God, the Father of Jesus, wants to have relationship with you and me. Before I became a Christian, I follow a religion, and I was looking for supreme power. I have so many idols in my home. In fact, before I became a Christian, I have idols on my necks. Many, many idols. And I went to worship many gods. One god that I worship have about 8 hands with different things on the hands. The god of Hinduism. And one thing, the difference between I following this god is that I just went to this god to look for fortunes, to look for money, to look for protection. But I never called them even one time my father. Once I get what I want, I forget about them. And I go on with my life. So those gods were not my father. They were just gods. Small G-O-D-S gods. But after I came to know Jesus Christ, the Father in heaven became my father. Now I can have a daily relationship with my Father in heaven. I don't just go to God as a good guy who gives me some money. But He is my God. He is my Father. This is a unique thing in Christianity that we have met. We have found the real Father of our spirit and our soul. Amen. It's amazing. It's so good that we know where we come from. I'm glad that my Father is not a monkey. I'm glad that my Father is not an animal. My Father is the creator of the universe, the heavens, and the earth. Are you glad? Let's give the mighty hand of the praises to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is unique. This is particular. The Christian faith is so unique that we have met our Father.
And why did Jesus come into the world? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, "For Christ also died for sin once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." Look at John chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by and through me." You can see here that why did Jesus die? I remember when God told Moses to take the children of Israel out of the captivity of Egypt. He did not say like this, "Take my people out of Egypt so that they can enjoy the luxurious thing in the promised land." No. You remember what he said in the book of Exodus. He said, God sent Moses. Moses is a type of Jesus that set the captive free out of Egypt. And he said, "Set my people free so that they can come to worship me at the mountain." The reason they were set free from Egypt so that they could meet the Father. The glory of that mountain, Mount Sinai, so that they can come and worship the Father. The deliverer comes in order to set the captive free so that they will know the Father. Jesus Christ is our greatest deliverer. Jesus Christ was not the end. Jesus Christ was not the destiny. Jesus was the way to bring us to have a personal relationship with the Father in heaven. My dear brother and sister, your fatherhood, your responsibility as a father will never work until you meet the Father in heaven. Until you have a personal relationship with the Father in heaven. Amen. So we came to know. This is interesting. I want to explain to the church right now. It's interesting that in the Old Testament, if the Jews try to know the Father without accepting Jesus. But Jesus said that you cannot know the Father without knowing me. But now the church is doing the same thing. We cannot know Jesus without the Holy Spirit. So in order to get to the Father, you have to go through two persons. Number one is the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to fill you, to touch you, so that you will know Jesus. And then after you know Jesus, then you know the Father. That's why, as a church, we need to welcome the Holy Spirit. We need to let the Holy Spirit have His free reign in the church. And then we'll come to know Jesus. And then Jesus will take us to know the Father. Amen. Many times, we miss the purpose. We run the church. We have many programs. We have many things, gathering, and woman group, men group, this and that, and many, many programs. But we miss the boat. We miss the purpose of the church. You know, one thing that God spoke to me all the time as a pastor. A while ago when I watched Trevor raise hand to worship the Father, it blessed my heart. It blessed my heart to see this young man raise hand to worship the Father in heaven. You know, God was speaking to me that your job is not to take them to your ministry. It's not to take them to yourself. Your job is to help them to know the Holy Spirit, to know Jesus, so that they can know the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. The job of the pastor is not to bring people to them himself, but to lead people to the Father. Every program, every activity in the church should have the purpose of helping people to know the Father. Amen. Our Heavenly Father. Look at Jesus say in John chapter 17 verse 6 and verse 11. And verse 26, the Bible says, Jesus said like this, "I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world." Look at verse 11, "I am no longer in the world, yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name." Again, your name, your name. Verse 26, "I have made your name known to them." Jesus said three times, Jesus started the prayer in John chapter 17, "Father." And then he said, "I want them," them mean who? You and me, to know his name. What is specific name that we need to know? What is why the New Testament is different from the Old Testament. Why Jesus had to say your name. Actually, for 15th century, the Jews know the name Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom. All these names. But now Jesus said, I want to them to know your name. What is that name? The Father in heaven. He is not only Jehovah, but He is your dad. He is your Abba Father. He is your daddy. He is your, what is in Japanese? Huh? What is Japanese daddy? Tosan. Otosan. He is your Otosan. He is your Papa. Amen. Hallelujah. He is your dad. That is His name. Father. Daddy. God is my daddy. I never forgot the day I accepted Jesus Christ in Soi Ekamai, Bangkok, in year 1980. The day I accepted Christ, I drove my car out of that place. I was driving Garland, Mitsubishi. I never forgot when I got in my car, I feel like this. I came home. I got to know my real dad now. It's so exciting that I come to know my real Father who's created me. Because that name, the Father, describes the real nature of eternal God. That is the best name. He is your dad. He loves you. He cares for you. He has the best plan for your life. And the Father on earth must follow His footsteps. The father on earth must have the same heart attitude toward their families. Amen. He is perfect. God is perfect. The word father has more meaningful than any other words in the book, in the dictionary. Because it means so much when we call God our Father. Therefore, the ultimate revelation of God in the New Testament is that God is our Father. How many people believe that God is your Father? The ultimate purpose of the New Testament, the reason why Jesus himself came and died for our sin, is to show us that God the Creator, who created the heavens and the earth, is our Father. This revelation, this understanding will totally change your life. I want to tell you three things that will change your life. I have a few more minutes. I have another 10 pages to go. I have so much to tell you about Father, actually. I don't have enough time. Three things that are going to bless you if you really grab this revelation. Number one is it's going to resolve your identity crisis. You know, people want to know where they come from. And the psychologists say this, you will never know who you are until you know who your Father is. Is that right? I know where I come from. My grandfather is from China. Then he moved to Thailand. And then my dad was born in Thailand and he moved back to China to study until he grew up and he came back. So I know where I come from. My root is in China. But I grew up in Thailand. So I need to know my root. I need to know my father in order to know who I am. You understand what I mean? A lot of time in the society nowadays, we have a condition called identity crisis. A lot of men, a lot of women in this society have a hard time knowing themselves who they are. And so they act weird because of broken relationship in the home. The dad left, husband and wife divorced, have problem. So the kids really suffer the identity crisis. But I tell you, once you know that you are a child of the living God, He is your Father. Now you know your identity. You know who, what is your identity? Your identity is you are a child of the living God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good, sends rain on the just and on the unjust. The Father who created the heaven and the earth is your Father if you believe in Jesus. And you can resolve the identity crisis. You know, I remember I told you this story many times in this church. Some of you are new. When I first came to America in 1985, I was working at Harborview Hospital. I remember the first couple months, I was really a foreigner. I was speaking with big, thick accent. I couldn't understand what people were talking in English. And I remember one day in the ICU at around 7 9 floor of Harborview Hospital, around 7 p.m., a group of physicians were standing around the patient bed. I walked into that room, and I never forgot that day, that those physicians looked at me from the head of my, from the top of my head to the bottom of my toe and say, "Who is this Asian guy? Why he standing here? This hospital is not for foreigner. We are prestige hospital. You get out of here." They looked down on me. They discriminated me. I never forgot, because I was so foreign, the way I dress, the way I speak. But I never forgot, when I was standing there, God spoke to me, "Son, you are not less than anyone else in this room, because you are the son, a son of the Father in heaven. Smile and look at them with love. That their thinking about your identity cannot affect you. Because your identity is that you are the son, a son of the living God." Amen. So what happened? I smiled at them. I was nice to them. Later on, all of them became my friend. They loved me. And 2 days ago, a nurse at the Overlake Hospital told me that they're still talking about you at Harborview Hospital. Because I love everyone there. Why? Because I knew my identity. Amen. Everyone know your identity now? That you are a child, a daughter, and a son of God. The second thing that can resolve the problem in your life, you know, I need to quit soon because of the time. But I want to finish this part. Three things. Number one, identity. Number two, self-worth. Many people are not sufficiently appreciating themselves. They look down on themselves. They look down on how they look. They look down on their backgrounds. They have too low a picture of themselves. And I know that sometimes people look at themselves that way. I'm not important in this society. People don't care about me. I'm just unimportant. But I want to tell you right now, if you know that you are a child of God, you don't need to feel unworthy anymore. You can see your self-worth. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him." Once we really comprehend that we are the children of God, and God loves us personally, God always have time for us. He is never too busy to listen to us. He desires a direct and personal relationship with us. And He loves us, He protects us, He cares for us. Once you know that, you are so precious. And He not only that, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross. He gave the best to you and me. How worthy you are. You are so worthy in the eyes of the living God. You are His children. Please don't look down on yourself. Please don't see yourself unworthy. Amen. How much hair you have on your head, it doesn't make you worthy or not worthy. Amen. How you look outside, it doesn't matter. How big your nose. I like a Latino nose. I'm jealous of Latino people. Beautiful nose. As a Chinese, you have a small nose. So sometimes I look at them, can I have that nose? But it doesn't matter. My nose is small. Still, I am worthy because my dad in heaven loves me so much. Amen. Let's say at the same time, my dad, my daddy in heaven loves me. I am worthy in His eyes. It doesn't matter what other people think about me. As long as my daddy in heaven loves me. It is enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, don't worry about critical words that people talk against you. Don't worry about what people say about you. As long as my dad is happy with me, I'm happy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Last one that I want to share. If you know the Father, should I come back and talk more about Father? Yes. Even though it's not a Father Day? Yes. Hallelujah. Because I need to talk about the human Father too. Because of the time, I have to finish here. But the third thing, if you really have a revelation that God is your Father, not only that you will resolve the identity crisis, not only that you will see your self-worth. Number three, you're going to have security in your life. Security. You need to understand that why scientists attack the issue of creation. Because if people can believe that you come from something, explosion, come from animal, then you can think that the universe is backed up by some unknown force. Some unknown force. You are not worthy. There's nothing behind the universe that upholds the universe. But the teaching in the Bible is that the universe is being upheld. Is that upheld? Is that right? English word. Upheld. Upheld by a hand of the loving Father.
Amen.
Amen. You are not here by accident. You're not here by randomization of evolution. You are here by the creation of the Father, the handiwork of the Father. And He is behind everything. Even though you face the dark day, even though you face the bleak situation around you, you may face the downside of the economy. It doesn't matter, because your dad loved you. He cared for you, and He's going to take care of you. So you can have security in your heart that He will take care of you. The Bible says like this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 and 31 to 34. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? Heavenly Father see you more worthy than the birds. Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles, mean the unbeliever, eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father, you see, Jesus, every time He talked about God relating to you, He called God Heavenly Father, that knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. Are you convinced that God is going to take care of you?
Amen.
Can you have security in your heart that He will never let you down? He will never make you hungry? He's going to take care of you. As long as you seek the kingdom of God first, as long as you serve Him and love Him, and you follow Him. That is the Heavenly Father. My dear brother and sister, why I need to start this series about Father with this issue? The fatherhood of God. And I'm going to go on, teach about fathers more. I feel, after I prepare this sermon, I feel so burdened that I need to touch this issue off and on about fathers, because our society need that. Need to learn about fathers. So I'm going to go into more detail later on about the fatherhood of human. And then, what is the responsibility of a father? How many people want to know the responsibility of the father? I don't have time today. We're going to come back again and talk about that in the future. But today, I want to touch the foundation. If you don't know the Father in heaven, it will be very hard for you to be a real good father. Because the fatherhood traces back to the Father in heaven. You need to have a relationship with the Father in heaven. You need to know who He is. You need to really follow His example. And only by His Spirit you can be a godly father. You cannot be a godly father by yourself. You need the Spirit of God. You need the Word of God. You need to honor His Word. You need to follow His written Word here. This is the formula. This is the key. You need to know the Word of God. And you follow the Word of God. I want to encourage all of you. to really take serious about reading, studying the words of your Father in heaven. Get the CD. Get all the CD. Listen to all the CD we sell so cheap, only $2. Cheaper than Starbucks. Amen. So, but it's much more precious than Starbucks. Amen. So please get into the Word of God, because your future, I want to tell you this. Who you are now today, I'm going to wrap up here. Who you are now today is a product of your choice many years ago. And your choice is dictated by your thinking. So your future, the future of your kids, the future of your life, depend on your choice today. How many people agree with me? You are the product of your choice. So, whatever choice you make depends on what you think. The Bible say, what a man think, again, help me. So is he. Yes, right. What a man thinks, so is he. Whatever you think in your heart, that is who you are. And you're gonna be successful or not depends on what you think. And your thinking need to be transformed and need to be cleansed by the Word of God. Let me read this last scripture at the end of this session. And I promise you I'll come back to talk about Father. I'm going to read Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 to 6. It's not in the computer. The Lord asked me to read this. Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 to 6. This is the Ten Commandments. Actually, I can read from verse 4. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, and that is in the earth beneath, and that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers. You notice the word fathers. So, fathers, you make the history for your kids. You dictate the history of your kids upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. But showing mercy to a thousand generations, to those who love me and keep my commandments. My dear brother and sister, I will die one day. I will be gone. But my kids gonna live here longer. My grandchildren gonna live here longer. What I can do for them, besides giving them educations, money, inheritance, house, whatever car, buy for them, give, pay for their marriage, whatever. Coming up soon. My pockets start to be light now. You know? Whatever. But one thing I can leave behind, and I want to encourage the Father in this room right now by the Holy Spirit. One thing you can do in the spiritual realm, something you don't see, but if you fathers love God, choose to serve God, choose God first in your life, thousands of generations behind you shall be blessed and see the mercy of God. Is the heart it chew? It's a choice. I want to encourage all the men in this room to say, God, from today on, I'm going to be a godly man. Yes. I'm going to love God. I'm going to lead my family to love God. I become a man of God. Yep. And my thousand of generation behind me going to be blessed by God. Yep. How many people love children? I love your children. How many people want the next generation in this society be blessed? It's your decision. It's your decision. I want to look into your eyes. It's your decision. Guys, men, it's your decision. You are not married yet. One day you're going to be a dad too. You need to look at your eyes too. It's your decision. You become a man of God, love God, serve God, and your children are going to be blessed. Amen. You dictate the future. Yep. You dictate the future. I watched a movie called
Back to the Future. They fly back to 1955 to change the book that talk about all the sport. They change the future. But you do the same thing by God.
Yes.
By loving God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I need to look at your eyes. Hallelujah. I'm serious. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this word that we want to know our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. Father, help all the men in this society. Help all the men in this nation. Lord, they are so hurt by religions, by church politics, by denominational things. But they miss knowing God the Father. Oh Lord, please send your glory here in this nation. Help the men in this nation to know God the Father. Help them to come back to Jesus again. Father, I pray for everyone in this church. Pray for everyone who listens to this CD. That all the men who hear this word will make a decision from today on, the day they listen to this teaching, to become a man after God's own heart, like King David. They will fear God. They will hate sin. They chant evil. They will be upright and they will serve the Lord. Father, I pray also for all the ladies in this house. Whether if they're married, Father, I pray that their husband shall make a decision to follow God.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, Father, for all the single women in this church, that they will not make a wrong decision to marry wrong people. They will marry a godly man who love God and fear God as well. Father, I bless them indeed. May their spiritual eyes will be open. The revelation of the word will come upon their life, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. How many people in this room want to have God as your Father? Raise your hand up. God as your Father. Amen. Hallelujah. It's simple. You can have God as your Father, the Creator, by inviting Jesus Christ into your life. Amen. You want to do that? You can follow my prayer right now. If you want Jesus to become your God, and then God will call you my son and my daughter. The Bible says, everyone who believes in his name, in Jesus' name, and receive him into their life, will have the right to become children of God. It's so simple. There's only one God. There's only one way. Amen. God is a jealous God. He doesn't want us to have many gods. Only one God. Let me ask all the ladies in this room right now. What do you think if your husband say to you, I will be faithful to you 364 days a year. Only one day a year I'm going to go with another woman and sleep with her. Will you be happy? No. I can answer for you. The same thing with God. You need to be faithful to one God. Amen. Many people may say that there are many gods in the world, but I still wonder how come we have so many gods if those gods teach the different thing. One God has to teach there is one truth. There is no many truths. There's one truth. I choose God, Jesus Christ. And the truth is recorded in the Bible. If you want to accept Jesus, you can follow my prayer. I'm going to lead you in prayer quickly here. Follow my prayer. Father in heaven, I proclaim and I confess and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. I go to heaven and have a personal relationship with Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I give my life to you. I become a child of God now. I have my identity. I am worthy. And I have security. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the mighty hand of praises to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I turn to each other, say, your Father in heaven loved you. And He has the best plan for your life. God bless all of you. See you next Sunday. God bless you.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.